You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Wired.
COVID cases are surging in parts of the United States. Vaccinations are proceeding at a crawl, and all eyes are on social media platforms. Many people, particularly some Democrats in Washington, appear to believe that online misinformation is at the heart of the flagging vaccination campaign. But some people still just need easier access or assurances that the vaccines really are free. For the wait-and-see crowd, evidence that hundreds of millions of people have been vaccinated without incident could eventually wear down resistance. That's not to say that social media misinformation should be ignored, but it appears to be more of a long-term threat to our overall information environment than an immediate crisis preventing the U.S. from conquering COVID-19. Next, a startup designed wireless earbuds called Ear Ones, and they're a fraction of the price of Apple's AirPods. The company is called Nothing, and Nothing's design motif is transparent tech. Its quest to make a tangle of wires and jumble of components look attractive beneath clear plastic took an unexpected toll. Among many unexpected manufacturing hurdles, Nothing got fired by not one, but two magnet factories. Wired sat down with the company's creative director. Read the full interview at Wired.com. And across the United States, signs of a parched present and future are everywhere. From wildfires burning across the Pacific Northwest to California's shrinking reservoirs, it appears as if the earth is extremely dry for the second summer in a row. The U.S. Drought Monitor reported last week that more than 75 million people are living under drought conditions. Despite some summer rains in parts of the desert southwest earlier in July, experts say the situation is likely to get worse in the coming months, and that the region's cities and farms should prepare for possible shortages of both electricity and water.
Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in Tune newsletter at wired.com/TT.